Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Hello, good morning. How are you? Hope you are well. Philip in for Claire for one last day on the programme this morning. I'm home. I only wish I could stay longer. We'll be going to Knock and Ballina for the final day of the Biden visit. Ahead of the Citizens' Assembly on drug use convening tomorrow, we'll examine the new approaches that could be taken. Shrinkflation. If you think your favourite chocolate bar just got smaller, you'd be right. The 21-year-old US airman arrested over the Ukraine intelligence leak. Cook Richie Castillo will fill in the holes in our knowledge of Filipino food, and our gathering will look back over the week that was. Text us this morning on 51551, email to dcb@rte.ie, or on Twitter, we're at Today with Claire. Well, as I was saying, today is the last day of President Joe Biden's Irish tour as he heads west to County Mayo, from where his Blewitt ancestors emigrated to America over 170 years ago. In a few minutes, we're going to be going to Ballina ahead of his large public address to anticipated crowds of maybe as many as 20,000 people there this evening. But first I'm joined by our reporter John Cook from Ireland West Airport, which we are no longer allowed to call Knock Airport. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Philip.
You are where Air Force One is set to touch down, or has it arrived yet?
Not yet. I'm on the N17, just a little bit down from Ireland West Airport, or Knock Airport, as the locals will always call it here, Philip. Joe Biden has spoken of his pride in coming home to Mayo a number of times, but today he's back as President of the USA, so there's a huge Garda and security presence around Ireland West Airport. I've just seen a huge fleet of Secret Service vehicles, blacked out American cars go by, accompanied by Garda and sirens blaring, heading to the airport. A huge sign at the airport today with Joe Biden's picture saying welcome to the West of Ireland, Mr. President. There's huge local pride and anticipation of Air Force One touching down on the runway here between Charlestown and Kilkelly around lunchtime today. And this was the airport, Philip, built on a dream by Monsignor James Horan to bring pilgrims to Knock Shrine and to reconnect Irish emigrants with their families in Ireland's northwest. And Philip, as someone who grew up about 10 miles away from here myself on the Roscommon-Mayo border, I don't know if I could fully convey to you how life-changing it was for so many people and their families around here. Christy Moore described it as a miracle, of course. Ireland West Airport Management, they're now serving 20 international destinations. And in an online statement last night, they said it is hard to believe. This airport and runway, built on a foggy, boggy hill by a local parish priest with no money in the early 1980s, will today in 2023 welcome the President of the United States of America. If you build it, they will come. There is huge celebration and no fog here, Philip. The sun is shining around the airport today. People can't wait to see who comes today. President Biden and his entourage, and of course thinking of who might follow to this airport, now known as the Gateway to the Northwest.
The schedule is, as always, fluid and something of a mystery, apart from him absolutely turning up in Ballina. But what have you been able to discern about what he is going to be doing this morning? Because there are elements of this that are private.
There are, and it's private prayer is what we know, first of all, at Knock Shrine. It's a place you'll be familiar with. I'm sure many listeners are. It's a place I've been many times, publicly and privately myself. I have been for many events for RTE Radio 1 to Knock, including during COVID lockdown restrictions. I've never seen Knock Shrine and the village locked down as it is now. Businesses in Knock Village closed at lunchtime yesterday. Most of them won't reopen till tomorrow. No traffic is allowed through, and there are Gardaí and steel railings everywhere, along with American flags and bunting flying high. They've welcomed two popes, two saints, that's St. Teresa, who was Mother Teresa at the time, and John Paul, who was a Pope at the time. They had Francis in 2018, but never an American president, I'm told, according to Bernie Byrne. He's a descendant of those said to have witnessed the apparition of the Virgin Mary in Knock, and he's the owner of St. Martin's gift shop at the shrine. And as we walked from his home to the shrine, I asked Bernie to remind me first about the story of Knock.
On the 21st of August in 1879, Our Lady, St. Joseph, St. John, appeared here with a lamb on an altar.
15 people told that story and shared it with people.
Yeah, my grandfather was one of them. Uh-huh. Yeah, they were interviewed twice by two different inquiries. Since then, we have been recognized by numerous popes.
Now, this is where we see the Garda no entry sign, and Nobody's able to drive up to Knock.
No, nobody.
Since the day before the visit, you and your family members run some of the souvenir shops here along the main street.
Yeah. We don't mind. Like I said, we'll be closed now until tomorrow.
President Biden won't be stopping off for souvenirs.
No.
How do locals feel about the visit and it being private, exclusive access to the church here in Knock? I don't think it's happened for anyone before.
Never. For the popes, that we have been access to the church, but the road was accessible and everything. This time it's complete lockdown. I suppose it's what you have to pay for to have a president of America calling here. That I'm delighted that he has come.
When I spoke to you when Pope Francis was coming, you spoke to me about sort of a boost in terms of trade for the shops.
Yes.
So you were doing a great roaring trade, I remember, on Pope Francis car air fresheners. And I'm sure there were pictures and other memorabilia since.
Oh, yeah.
Will there be a Biden boost first trade?
No, I can't see a Biden snowstorm. No, I can't see. Or a statue of Biden. No.
You haven't been making orders.
I hope
Biden boost will be in terms of visitors.
Yeah.
Or I assume there's huge donations come to fund the shrine here, this huge development of the new basilica. That comes from across the world, including Irish Catholics in America, I'm sure.
I'm sure it has Irish Catholics from all over the world. The west of Ireland is an awful lot of people that have immigrated from here to America. Like their ancestors would know about the shrine. It was like when Monsignor Horn was building the airport. The amount of money he got when he toured America for funds, and it was phenomenal what he got.
John, it sounds like if you or Bernie or anybody else wants to see Joe Biden today, Knock is the wrong place to be, though.
They certainly won't get close, and it's the big question on everybody's lips. Everyone I met on the street last night asking Gardaí and the parish priest and even myself if I knew how to get a look at President Biden or the Beast Cadillac or his huge motorcycle or motorcade and entourage as they expect it to make its way along the 20 kilometres of the N17 from Ireland West, here where I am, to Knock Shrine. Now, some hoped he'd have an open-topped car, they told me. He doesn't, as we know at this stage. And others said they will still be out anyway. They'll be waving their flags and hoping to get a glimpse of the president. As I met them, erecting stars and stripes in their gardens for some, or others out for a walk to see the huge security preparations, starting with Breda and Lauren.
Oh, it's amazing. It's great to see. It'd be nice, I guess, if we get to get a glimpse of him. We're not sure if we will or not. You know, it's a private visit, but hopefully.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get to see him, but you have to respect his wishes too. If he wants a private visit, then, you know, that's good too.
And is it good for the village to put you on the map again, I suppose, worldwide?
Definitely. And great for the airport. Uh-huh. Yeah. Monsignor Horn would be, well, he's up looking down at us now and he's thinking, I did something really good. And he did.
Ruth McNulty and all my relations, Mary Byrne, her sisters and brothers, they were the main ones that started to see the apparition for.
They were part of the original 15 who said they saw this apparition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it a story you feel very proud of?
And absolutely.
Did you have a strong faith in yourself?
Yes, absolutely.
Did you meet the popes when they came? Pope John Paul, Pope Francis?
We've meet them, we've seen them.
You mightn't get so close to the president, they say.
I don't think so, but he's passing here, so we'll be able to wave to him, won't we?
Would the kettle be on if he decided
to
stop?
Absolutely, and maybe a drop of the strong stuff for him as well.
My name is Fionn, and I'm from Dublin, and I'm 16.
What are you doing in Knock?
Well, I came up today on the train, staying with my auntie here, see if we could get a look at Biden.
Did you try to get to see him in Dublin or Louth?
No, I actually didn't bother, because I thought it was going to be very busy, and thought I'd just take a go up here. Yeah.
And what are you hoping for in Knock? So,
well, I mean, I know his motorcade is coming by close to where we are staying, so maybe get a look at that. Cool to see in Mayo.
Yeah, I'm Mags, and I'm Fionn's auntie here, and I'm.
You've got a plan. You think there's a better vantage point for the beast and all that entourage for President Biden?
Well, I've been watching the planes coming in over Kilkelly for the last couple of weeks and flying into Knock, so. I think we're in a good position to see the whole thing, the whole entourage. We'll be on the side of the road along with so many others, and we'll be waving the flags and giving him the big welcome he deserves.
Oh, everybody is happy. Yeah, everyone putting out their flags and bunting and great excitement. We got the Pope, we got Joe Biden, and now all that we need is Sam.
I've heard people say that. You're delighted to welcome home a US president, but still waiting for Sam.
Exactly, so it is. Hopefully, you never know, maybe this year all going well.
Can Joe Biden do something about that? Is that why he's praying in Knock?
Well, hopefully now himself and Father Richard, they might be able to pull some strings up there.
It's a tired road going up now and there to Dublin to this out to stretch.
You've had better luck with popes than presidents.
Oh, geez, I have anything.
Beatification and sanctification will follow in short order if he does actually manage to pull that off for them. Ahead, John, of this evening's event in Ballina, there is the distinct possibility you're hearing of something happening in Castlebar.
That's right, Philip. And just to say, I met Father Richard, who they were talking about there as well, and he said he'll throw in a Hail Mary if he can with President Joe Biden today for Mayo to bring home Sam Maguire at some stage in the future. There are other events. There's a visit to the North Mayo Genealogical Centre. There is one event I can tell you about, though, that is not on the official confirmation list and is not listed as part of his public schedule. It is another private event. But it is my understanding that President Biden will visit the Mayo Roscommon Hospice in Castlebar this afternoon. Joe Biden is paid patron of the hospice, and his cousin Loretta Blewett from Knockmore outside Ballina has worked for many years in fundraising for the charity which built this purpose-built palliative care facility close to Mayo University Hospital, and he turned the sod for it in 2017. He sent video messages for its official opening and for the official opening of a second hospice facility in Roscommon in 2020, and I visited both of these facilities, so I'm well aware of his connections to them. Joe Biden spoke of his son Beau Biden's death as he addressed the Houses of the Oireachtas yesterday. Now, Beau Biden was a former Delaware Attorney General and a major in the Army Guard in the Iraq War. Beau died from cancer, aged 46, in 2015, in a hospice, I understand. And Beau Biden is commemorated in a plaque on the Mayo Hospice building in Castlebar. In a letter thanking the hospice for support during his presidential campaign, Joe Biden wrote, "It is an honour that my son Beau's soul lives in the fabric of this special facility. God bless you and those for whom you care for with love and dignity at Mayo Roscommon Hospice Foundation." Today, management are not commenting. My sources, though, tell me that there is huge pride and honour expecting Joe Biden to visit them later today. Traffic restrictions have been advised by Gardaí for Castlebar, as well as Ballina and Knock. So, as well as the private prayers, you can expect poignancy and pride for the President in his visit to the hospice there today, Philip.
John Cook, thank you very much. John, on the side of the N17, stone walls, grass green, and some very fast-moving cars as well. Now, we are heading to Ballina, and Teresa O'Malley, Head of News at Midwest Radio. Good morning to you, Teresa. And this is the real homecoming in Ballina, of course, as we know. I would imagine the town is buzzing.
The town is buzzing, Philip. The sun is shining and the flags are out, the bunting is out. It's excitement and it's anticipation, and it's all happening in Ballina this morning. But people are so relieved that there isn't rain coming down at the moment anyways. The sun is out and it's making everything sparkle. And as I say, just holding their breath, really, for what could be a late evening. We're watching the schedules as the President has been in both Northern Ireland and Ireland over the last number of days, and they tend to run late. So there's lots of suggestions that he may not make the public address until quite late this evening outside St. Muiredach's Cathedral here in Ballina. However, the festivities, the official festivities, get underway from 5:30. There's a number of major bands, the Coronas, the Chieftains, the Academic. They're all playing, and they're all going to be introduced by some pretty interesting guests, like members of the Mayo football team, both ladies and men. And that's all we know. We don't know much about the actual schedule there, but we do know, too, that the former president of Ireland, Ballina native here, Mary Robinson, is also likely to be addressing that gathering, and maybe with some poetry. And it's directly looking out at her home and the new Mary Robinson Centre, from where President Biden will be standing across the river, looking straight at the centre.
Now, because the schedule is so fluid, and I think the third secret of Fatima was probably less closely guarded than this man's itinerary today, we're not going to hold you to this if you get any of the details wrong, but what is it likely that he is going to be doing today?
Well, again, John has outlined much of it, due down at about 1:45 at Ireland West Airport Knock, and then the first visit is to Knock Basilica. Now,
no, I meant when he gets to Ballina, because there has been some speculation about going to the homes of some of the Blewett family, hasn't there?
Some speculation. I don't think so. I don't think you'll be making any stops from the time he arrives at the North Mayo Heritage Centre in Enniscorthy in Cross Malina. There is speculation that he will travel by car into Ballina, but that no, there'll be no particular stops, or certainly no one I know is aware of any, in the actual town of Ballina today. And any meetings he's having with relatives will be in different locations. Like, there are a number of private visits that he's making, and again, John told you the Basilica. This is what I was going to tell you, though, that I may have the scoop on John on this one, is that they are bringing three journalists in to Knock Basilica for the visit of the president. And I'm in fact leaving on a bus here very shortly, and luckily one of those journalists. So we will actually be in the presence of the president while he's touring the Basilica, and looking at the gable wall of the old church. Okay. And then you will have some private prayer for a few moments as well. And as I say, as John said there, the speculation is then that from there he will travel to Castlebar, and that the Mayo Roscommon Hospice is definitely on the cards. But there may be other venues as well, but we're simply not aware of them.
Help us out here with the public service bit here, Teresa. For those who are intending to go to Ballina this evening, there's been a little bit of confusion about whether you need to have registered or whether you can just turn up.
Well, you were asked to register, certainly a number of days ago. You had to contact the American Embassy if you wanted tickets to be present this evening at the public address by the president and the musical events that were going to happen. But since that, what we've been told is that, in effect, it'll be a first-come, first-served basis. So if you come early, before 5:30, and you get a space, you will be able to come in. You have to follow the usual kind of restrictions, not bring in an umbrella, not bring in a bag. And there are shuttle bus services from all the hinterlands into Ballina Town Centre, because you won't be allowed to bring your car in. But they're expecting anything between 15,000 and 20,000 people this evening. And apparently you don't absolutely have to have registered. Okay. If you want to come in, you can come in, but you're under the restrictions that everyone else is under, which is you just come yourself freely and I suppose wear all the clothes you can, because it's probably going to be quite a cold evening and it probably could rain.
Well, I hope you all have a great day. It does promise to be good crack. Thank you very much, Teresa O'Malley from Midwest Radio. Coming up after this break, with the Citizens Assembly on drugs use starting this weekend, we debate Ireland's drug policy.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.